ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
This shiur is on Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis begins bringing the halachas of Kiddush Levana, and the Gemara brings a memra on Me'avacha by Chanina, Me'avasi on Rabbi Eichhorn, at Kama Mevorchen Alachidish, until when can a person still make the brach of Kiddush Levana? And Rabbi Yechonon paskened achet tismale pigimasa, until the pegam of the levana is filled up, a person can still make the brach of Kiddush Levana. Once the pegam of the levana is nismale, a person can no longer make the brach of Kiddush Levana. And the Gemara is mefarish, what is the shiur? When is it considered nismale pigimasa vekama mev Yaakov baridia mev Yehuda ad Shiva? That once it's Zayin b'chodesh, it's considered nismale pigimasa, and a person can no longer make the brach of Kiddush Levana. And Nardoya Chaylik Nardoyot Achishasa, until Tezayim Bechodesh, only after Tezayim Bechodesh is it considered Nismali Pigimasa, until then a person can still make the Brach of Kiddush Levana. Ucharvayuk Yabyechen and Svirle, both of these Mandiyamim, Bain the Mandiyamah at Zayim Bechodesh, Bain the Mandiyamah at Tezayim Bechodesh, hold like Yabyechen on the Shia of Kiddush Levana is Achet Nismali Pigimasa. Only the Abin Chaylik, what's considered Nismali Pigimasa, Lameve Ki Yasra, the first man the Yamu holds at Zayim Bechodesh, is Mefarish until it's like the arrow of the bow of an arrow, until it's a half of a circle, that's considered Nismali Pigimasa, which is at Zayim Bechodesh. And the man the Yamu of at Tez Zayim Bechodesh is Lameve Ki Nafya, until it's a full circle, which is Tesvav Bechodesh. After Tesvav Bechodesh is considered Nismali Pigimasa, and a person can no longer make the Brach of Kiddush Levana. Rashi in Divya Maschel at Kama Mevorchen is Mefarish, until when can a person make the bracha of Kiddush Levana im loy birei chayoyim? If he didn't make the bracha today, Yevorech Lamacha, he can still make the bracha the next day, until when can a person make the bracha of Kiddush Levana? It's Mashma from Rashi im loy birei chayoyim. The Iker Halacha is a person should make the bracha of Kiddush Levana on the first day of the month on Rosh Chodesh. Im loy birei chayim, until when can he still make the brach of Kiddush Levana, which the Gemara explains at Zayin Bechodesh or at Tez Zayin Bechodesh. And this diik in the Lashon of Rashi is more mefurish in the Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Yud Melachos Brachos Halacha Yedzayin. The Rambam paskins im loy birei olav belayla rishon, if a person didn't make the brach of Kiddush Levana on the first night of the month, yesh lei levarech at shisha osa yayin bechodesh, he can still make the brach of Kiddush Levana until Tez Zayin Bechodesh at shetesmali pigimasa. And it's mashma from the Rambam, it's dafkim lebirech ala b'layla rishon, but lechatchila a person should make the brach of Kiddush Levana on Rosh Chodesh on the first night of the month. It's only if lebirech ala b'layla rishon, he has a bidiyevit until tezayim b'chodesh to make the brach of Kiddush Levana. And lechayor, Rabbeinu Yoyne in Soif Perek Dalet, the brachis is chaylik on this diak in Rashi and the diak in the Lashon of the Rambam. Rabbeinu Yoyne in Soif Perek Tfilas HaShachar brings for Braisa from Masechet Soifim, Omru mevorchem al avonam mishetispasim, that the Braisa Maseches Seifim brings Omru that one should make the bracha on the Levana, you should make Kiddush Levana only mishetispasim. And there's a machlokes in the Rishonim, what does this mean mishetispasim? Ben Yonah brings the first pirish mishetispasim means from the first Matzah Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh. Mishetispasim is a lashon of besamim. When a person makes a bracha on besamim, which is a matzah Shabbos, a person makes a bracha b'yomi mili besamim b'shas havdalah. Mishatis basim. From that point on, a person can make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. The Hainu, the first sheet that holds, it's only after the first matzah Shabbos of the Chodesh. Whenever a Chodesh falls out from the first matzah Shabbos onwards, then a person can make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. It's mevuah kol panim. He's being chaylik on Rashi and the Rambam that one does not make Kiddush Levana on the first night of the month. He does not make Kiddush Levana on Rosh Chodesh. According to Rashi and the Rambam, lechatchila, a person should say the brach of Kiddush Levana on Rosh Chodesh. According to the first sheet of Bordan on Rabbeinu Yoyne, a person could only make the brach of Kiddush Levana mishetispasim, the from the first Matzah Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh. Rabbeinu Yoyne himself is chaylik on this sheet. Rabbeinu Yoyne himself is misfarish, the loshen of mishetispasim is mishetintak, miloshen levisume kala. When it gets sweet, when it gets full, when it's nimtek ha'kol, the hainu mishah that the ur is masuk, what a time when one can really be nene from the light. So the benyayna, the hainu natan Rosh Chodesh, where the light of the levana is still very weak and a person is not really nene from the ur levana. Only from the second or the third night from Beis Gilul b'chodesh, at that point the ur of the levana is stronger and a person can be nene from the ur levana. From that point on, a person can make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. In Al Kopanim, we have two sheetis in Haralundim Masechet Seifim. The first sheet told Mishetis Pasim is referring to Matzah Shabbos when a person makes a bracha on the Besamim. And Shitas Rabbeinu Yonah's Mishat Tispasim is when a person can be nana from the light. That's when it's Tintak Oiro, when there's a strong enough light to be nana from. Tainu mi beza gimel b'chaydish, a person can make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. The Beis Yosef and Simen Tav Chav Vav brings B'Shem HaMekubalim, another Shita that a person should not make Kiddush Levana before Zayin b'chaydish. A person should only make the bracha of Kiddush Levana from Zayin b'chaydish onwards. Akoponim, we have four Shitas, and when should a person begin saying the bracha of Kiddush Levana? Shitas Rashi and Shitas Rambam is that the Ikiz man of Kiddush Levana is on Rosh Chodesh, the first night of the Chodesh. If a person didn't make the bracha of Kiddush Levana on Rosh Chodesh, he has up until Tez Zayin b'chodesh to make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. Rabbeinu Yonah brings a Shita from the first Matzah Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh, a person can now make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. Shitas Rabbeinu Yonah is from Shtayim Oishalish b'chodesh, from that point on a person can make the bracha. And the Beis Yosef brings B'Shem HaMekubalim from Zayin b'chodesh onwards, a person can make the bracha of Kiddush Levana, but not before this man of Zayin b'chodesh. The Achreinim ask on this that the Beis Yosef brings B'Shem HaMekubalim that it's dafka from Zayin b'chodesh onwards. How could you have a shita that it's only from Zayin b'chodesh onwards a person can make the bracha of Kiddush Levana? We have a mandiyam in the Gemara that a person can only make the bracha of Kiddush Levana at Zayin b'chodesh. The shita of Reb Yaakov Baridi is that a person only makes the bracha of Kiddush Levana at Zayin b'chodesh. So how can the Beis Yosef bring B'Shem HaMekubalim that a person only begins making the bracha of Kiddush Levana from Zayin b'chodesh onwards? How did the Mekubalim learn the Mandiyam and the Gemara that the bracha of Kiddush Levana is only at Zayin b'chodesh? So when can a person make the bracha of Kiddush Levana? Until Zayin b'chodesh, the Mekubalim say not to make a bracha of Kiddush Levana. And this Mandiyam holds that after Zayin b'chodesh, one can no longer make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. So according to this Shita, there is no Zman to make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. The Yerab is mefarish that according to the Shita, the Beis Yosef brings B'Shem HaMekubalim that one can only make the bracha of Kiddush Levana from Zayin b'chodesh onwards. They are mefarish the Gemara differently. They are mefarish the Machlokes in the Gemara and had to be mefarish divrei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Achet tismali pigi masa." Rabbi Yaakov Baridi was mefarish that Rabbi Yochanan wasn't referring to the Seif Zman Amiras Kiddush Levana. Rabbi Yochanan was referring to the Tchila Zman Amiras Kiddush Levana. And on that, Rabbi Yaakov Baridi was mefarish that tismali pigi masa is Zayin b'chodesh. From that point on, a person can begin making the bracha of Kiddush Levana. And the other man, the Yom, is also masking that it's dafka from Zayin b'chodesh onwards. Only Rabbi Yechanan was referring to the slave's man that a person can still make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. And therefore they are mefarish at the smali pigi masa dainu tez Zayin b'chodesh. They are mefarish that Rabbi Yechanan was referring to the slave's man, which is tez Zayin b'chodesh. But l'kula yamu the tchilas man is Zayin b'chodesh, and the slave's man is tez Zayin b'chodesh. Only the machlekes is what Rabbi Yechanan was referring to when he said achet the smali pigi masa. The Gemara is Mamshech with a memra, Mevacha bar Chanina, Mevasi, Meb Yechanan, Kol HaMevorech al HaChidesh Bezmanoi is Ki'ilu Mekabel Pnei HaShchina. One who makes the bracha of Kiddush Levana in the proper time, it's Choshevai Dei this bracha, Ki'ilu is being Mekabel Pnei HaShchina. And the Gemara darshins this from Xeir Shavik, Siv Hocha HaChidesh HaZeh, it says in the parish of Kiddush HaChidesh, HaChidesh HaZeh, Aloshin of Zeh. Uch Siv Asim, by the Pekriyas Yamsef, it says, Klai Yisrael said, Zeh Keili Ve'anveyu. Klai Yisrael was pointed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzpa and said, Zeh keili ve'anveyu. So we dash, and just like over there, the Lashon of Zeh was referring to being Mekabel Pnei HaShchina, so too by Kiddush Levana, Kol HaMevorech al HaChidesh Bezmani, it's Choshev, Kilu is being Mekabel Pnei HaShchina. And Tanu Rebbe Yishmol is Moisef, El Molu Lezachu Yisrael, El HaHakbel Pnei Avien Sheba Shamayim, Kol Chodesh V'Chodesh is Dayim. Even if Klai Yisrael would only have the schus of this, that they are Mekabel Pnei Avien Sheba Shemayim, each Chodesh, I did the bracha of Kiddush Levana, they are being Mekabel Pnei Avien Sheba Shemayim, Bechol Chodesh V'Chodesh, that schus itself would be enough. Omer Abaye, being that Kiddush Levana is Choshev, Kilo is being Mekabel Pnei Ashchina, Hilkoch Nimrinu Me'umot, being that he's being Mekabel Pnei Ashchina, he should say it's standing up, being that when one is being Mekabel Pnei Ashchina, he should be standing, therefore one should stand during the bracha of Kiddush Levana. On this that Kiddush Levana, when one is Mevarech on the bracha of Kiddush Levana, he is Choshev Kilo Mekabel Pnei Ashchina. Rabbeinu Yonin, so if Perek Dalet, the bracha is Mefarish, why is it that making this bracha is so Choshev? Why is it Choshev Kilo is being Mekabel Pnei Ashchina? And Rabbeinu Yonin is Mefarish, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Einei Nira La'ayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is not seen by the regular eye. A person can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikom Okam, he's Nirai De Gvuroisov and Nifloisov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nearer to Bnei Adam by the Gvuroisav and the Floisav that he does in the Briah. Through that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nearer to the Briahs. Memel, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Beseisav, but he's nearer Nisgal by the Nifloisav when it comes to the Levana, which is Nischadish Bechol Chodesh Vechodesh. And Bnei Adam see the Gvuroisav and the Floisav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Choshev Agilav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Gvuroisav and the Floisav, they could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Memele, when one is mevarech al ha-chodesh and he's makir on the chiddush of the levana, this that the levana was re-mechadish itself, that this comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is g'roisav and iflaisav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's choshev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being niskalit to the people, and therefore kol mevarech al ha-chodesh is choshev tilo mekabel pnei ha-shchina. The Marashon Chidusha Agadis brings another pshat. Why is it that the Kala Mervorech Ala Achidish as Choshev Kilo is being Mekabel Pnei Hashchina? The Marashon brings B'Shem Arivam that Klai Yisrael and Golos is not really Zeichet to be Mekabel, they're Rochuk from being Mekabel the Pnei Hashchina. But the Chidush Alavona is a Siman to Klai Yisrael that, like we say in the Bracha, there are Sidon Leis Chadish Kemoiso. In the Bracha of Kiddush Lavona, the Chiddush of the Lavona is a Siman of Klai Yisrael, that again, the Klai Yisrael in Golos is Rochuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but just like the Lavona is Vimechadish, Bechol Chodesh, Vechodesh, who is then Klai Yisrael, Zahasidin Leis Chadish Kemoisa. So therefore, when one is being Mevorech Ala Chodesh, which is a Siman for this, that Klai Yisrael, Zahasidin Leis Chadish Kemoisa, it's Choshev, like the Osir, that Klai Yisrael is going to be Mekabah Pnei Hashchina, Umemela Kala Mevorech Ala Chodesh, Bezmane is Choshev, Keilu Mekabah Pnei Hashchina. And this that Abayi is Moisef, and Abayi says, being that Kol Mevorech Ala Chodesh is considered Kilo Mekabel Pnei Hashchina, Zokta Abayi Hilkoch Neminu Meumod, one should say the Bracha of Kiddush Lavani, he should say it standing up. The Mechabin Simin Tov Chavov is Mashmitis Halacha, he leaves out this Halacha of Abayi, that one should say the Bracha of Kiddush Lavani standing. The Mechabin brings, he should be Toile Einav, he should be Yashir Raglav, he should keep his feet straight, Umevorech, and he makes a Bracha. The Ramah is Moisef, that Umevorech Meumod, he should make the Bracha of Kiddush Lavani standing up. And L'chayu Yesh L'har and the Mechabe, why is the Mechabe Mashmitis Halacha of Abaye? We don't find anyone who argues on Abaye. And being that we hold Kol Mevorech Ala Chodesh is Kilo Mekabel Pnei Hashchina, why is it that the Mechabe is being Chaylik on this Halacha of Abaye of Hilkoch Neminu Me'umbo? Therefore, one should say the Bracha of Kiddush Lavana standing up. And Oide Yesh L'har and the Mechabe in Sif Dalet, the Mechabe in Simin Tov Chavov Sif Dalet Paskins Ein Mevorechin Aleha Ad Sheyavu Zayin Yomim Aleha. The Mechaber Paskins, like we mentioned earlier, what the Beis Yosef brings B'Shem HaMekubalim, that one should only make the Bracha of the Kiddush Lavana at Sheyaver Zayin Yom Maleh. Once one can be really Nenah from the Lavana, when it's Yaver Zayin Yom Maleh, then one should make the Bracha of Kiddush Lavana, but before Zayin Yom, a person shouldn't make the Bracha of Kiddush Lavana. We said over earlier there are many Shitas when a person could start making the Bracha of Kiddush Lavana. And the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam is that already on Rish Chodesh is the Ikkar man to be Mevarech Kiddush Lavana. Only if one didn't make the bracha on the first day, he can make the bracha up until Yom Tezayin, like the Machlekes in our Gemara. And we said of a Shitas Abayin Yoyna from Yom Beis, Yom Gimel, from the first Matzah Shabbos. Why is it that the Mechaber is Sosim that ain't the Vorech ala Levona at Sheyavro Leo Zayin Yomim? The Mechaber should bring the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam. Why does Mechaber Bechlal not bring this day that one could and should be Mevorech ala Levona from Rish Chodesh, and he shouldn't wait until after Zayin Yomim? Ramosha in the Chuvan or Echayim Chelik Aleph Simin Kof Kuf Mem Gimel is Mefarish these two kashes on the Mechaber. Why is it that the Mechaber is Mashmet the Halacha of Hilkoch Neminu Me'umod? And why is it that the Mechaber is Soisim that a person shouldn't make the Bracha of the Kiddush Levon until after Zayin Yomim and doesn't bring the sheet of the Rambam that a person should say the Bracha of Kiddush Levon on Rish Chodesh? And Ramosha is Medayik in the Lashon of the Rambam. This that the Gemara says, Kol Mevorech Ala Chodesh Bizmano is Kilo Mekabel Pnei Hashchina is Dafkan Mevorech Ala Chodesh Bizmano. Dafka fiz mevoich the bracha of Kiddush Lavan in its proper time, then it's choshev kilo mekabel pnei hashchina. And kipshutei one learns the Gemara that bezmane means until Yom Tezayin calls ba'achet this mali pigi mosa is choshev bezmane, and the mevoich ala chodesh is choshev kilo mekabel pnei hashchina. The Rambam is mashma kol mevoich ala chodesh bezmane is not referring up until Yom Tezayin. Kol mevoich ala chodesh bezmane is the first day possible of the Lavan is bechidusha on Rish Chodesh itself. If a person is mevoich Kiddush HaChodesh on the first day, on the Ikkar's man of Kiddush HaChodesh, then it's choshev kilo mekabel pnei hashchina. But if a person doesn't make the bracha of Kiddush Lavan on the first day, he doesn't make it bezman de Lavan is bechidusha mamish hagam b'diyevit, one has up until tezayin achet tismali pigi mosa to be mevoich ala chodesh, but he doesn't have the mile of being mevoich ala chodesh bezmane, and it won't be choshev kilo mekabel pnei hashchina. Dr. Moshe, therefore, the Mechaber held like the Shita of the Rambam. And the Mechaber has two Eitzes to Lechatch. What should a person do if he wants to be Mevarech Ala Chodesh in the most Lechatchila Dekoifen? According to the Rambam, the most Lechatchila Dekoifen to be Mevarech Ala Chodesh is on Rish Chodesh itself. If one is Mevarech on Rish Chodesh itself, it's Choshev Kilo Mekabel Pnei Hashchina, and that's called Mevarech Ala Chodesh Bezmanei. But there's also a Maila to be Mevarech Ala Chodesh Lachi Yem Zayin, when a person can be Nenad La'iro, the Or of the Levon is already Royally Honismenu after Yem Zayin. And that's the sheet of the Mekubalim, that a person shouldn't be Mevarech Ala Chodesh until Acha Yem Zayin. Mele, even though lechatchila one should really be mevarich al achodesh in the first possible day, you should make the bracha b'reish chodesh. But as Dr. Moshe, being that k'ayim ain't on the bekiyin exactly on this man of the chidusha shal alavana, and therefore it wouldn't be possible for us to be mevarich al achodesh on the first possible day, being that we're not bekiyim in the meiler enough to be mevarich b'zman that the levana is bechidusha when it first begins to appear. So one cannot get the mile of being mevarich al achodesh b'reish chodesh, and he cannot get the mile of to be called the mevarich al achodesh b'zman ekil kilo mekabel pnei hashchina. Memele zok the mechaber, a person shouldn't be mevarich al achodesh, being anyways that he will not have the mile of being mevarich al achodesh b'yom rishon. It's better for a person to wait till la'acha yom zayim when he can be really nene lo'irim, with that he'll have the mile of the shitas ha'mekubalim shein mevarich al achodesh ad la'acha yom zayim. When then already a person can be nene lo'irim because the levon is already giving off more or from yom zayim ve'elach. So Dr. Moshe, therefore the Mechaber is saying like the Mekubalim, being that it's the Efshet to be Mekayim the Lachatchil of the Rambam of being Mekadesh HaChodesh from Yom Rishon, which is really Choshev, the Ikaz Manoi. So to Dr. Mechaber, the best time to be Mekadesh the Levon is from Yom Zayin Ve'ilach, then a person can be Nene Lo'ira. So Dr. Moshe, therefore the Mechaber is Mashmit this Halacha of Me'umot, being that the entire Maila of Kol Mevorech HaLachodesh Kizkilu Mekal Pnei Hashchina is Dafka Bizmanoi, which the Fidashita Samechaber Bizmanoi is Binyam Rishon. And it's efshel lano to be mevarich b'yom rishon, being that it's einanu b'kiyim when this man chidusha shal alavana is. So being that we can never get this milah of being kibul mekabel pnei hashchina, the mechaber is mashmet the halacha of me'umah, the entire halacha of saying kiddush of understanding is only because it's kibul mekabel pnei hashchina. And in the kiddush levana that we are mevarich l'fidasa mechaber, we do not have the milah of kibul mekabel pnei hashchina. The milah of the mechaber is mashmet this halacha of saying me'umah. He does not bring the halacha of abay of hilkoch neminu me'umah. Rakopanim, we said over on this that kol amavoich alachodesh bezmanis kilo mekabel pnei hashchina. Rabbeinu Yoni in brachas is mefarish that Hakadosh Baruch Hu isn't nira leinei bnei adam. He's only nira ide gvuroisav and neflaisav. Therefore, when one is mevarich on chidusha shalavana, he sees gvuroisav and neflaisav shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's choshev kilo mekabel pnei hashchina. Instead of a second pshat in Hashon chidusha agodes brings b'shem harivam that klaisel begalusam are rochok from being mekabel pnei hashchina. But there's a simon in the chidusha shal alavana to klai yisro shem asidun l'eschadish kemoysa and l'asod love klai yisro will be zeicher to be mekabel p'nei hashchina. Therefore kol ha-mevorech alachidish bezmane is choshev k'ilu mekabel p'nei hashchina. On Abai is halacha of hilkoch deminu me'umad, being that it's a considered k'ilu mekabel p'nei hashchina. Therefore one should say the brach of kiddush of understanding. Why is it that the mechaber is mashmit this halacha? The mechaber leaves out that one should say the brach of kiddush of understanding. The Ramah is moysif that one should say the brach of kiddush of understanding. We said, "Over and Moshe in Arachaim Chelak Aleph Simin Kuf Mem Gimel is also Ma'ir. Why is it that the Mechaber is Soisim that a person shouldn't be Mevarich Halavana Ad Achaz Zayin Yomim? Why does the Mechaber Mashmit the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam that a person should be Mevarich Halavana Mirish Chodesh from the first day where a person can Mevarich Hakiddush Lavana? Why is the Mechaber Soisim like Das Hamikubalim that until Achaz Yom Zayin a person should be Mevarich Kiddush Lavana?" And Ramesh is mechadish, this that the Gemara tells us, kol ha-mevorech ha-lachodesh bezmane is kilo mekabel p'nei hashchina, is dafkif on his mevorech on the first day when the levon is bechidusha mamish. But after the first day, even though b'diyavid a person can be mevorech ha-levona ad tazayin, the mailah of kilo mekabel p'nei hashchina is dafkif when one is mevorech on reish chodesh. Ramesh, Dr. Ramesh, the mechaber held being that bezman hazeh ain't on the bekiyim and the exact zman of chidusha shal alavona, one cannot make the broch of kiddush lavona in the lachatchila dekotam lefishitas harambam to be choshev kilo mekabel pnei hashchina. So therefore the mechaber says, once anyways one is not getting the lachatchila dekazman of being mevarech al achodesh bezman b'yom rishon, one should wait until achar yom zayin where he can be really nene lo'iroi. After yom zayin, the lavona is giving off more light and a person is more nene me'oiroi, and then a person should be mevarech on the lavona achar yom zayin. That's why the mechaber is soisim like the sheet of the mekubalim and doesn't bring the sheet of the Rambam. Memele being that bezman hazeh, it's the efshet to get the maila of being mevarech al achodesh bezmani, to get the maila of being kilo mekabel pnei hashchina, the mechaber is mashmet this halacha of abaya of hilkach neminu me'umad, because anyways bezman hazeh, when one is mevarech al avona, he does not have the maila of being mekabel pnei hashchina. On the ikar halacha we are discussing, kol mevarech al achodesh bezmani is choshev kilo mekabel pnei hashchina, the Ramon simin tov chavav brings the minig is not to be mekadesh to levona on the al Shabbos and the al Yom Tov. We are kaddish, we are beikem and kaddish levanam, but it's a Shabbos lechatchila, or on any other day of the week, we are mevorech al achodesh, but the minig is not to be mevorech al achodesh below Shabbos or below Yom Tov. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat and Yerbeis brings that harbei tamim nemru bazeh al pi ha-kabbalah. There are many reasons given for this minig al pi ha-kabbalah. Why is it that we have a minig not to be mevorech kiddish levanam below Shabbos or below Yom Tov? The Bach brings b'shem the Chuvas Maril, Being that Kol HaMavoich Al HaChidosh Bezmanei is Choshev Kilo Mekabel Pnei HaShechina B'machshavta, he is going to be Mekabel Pnei HaShechina B'shas Miz Mavoich Kiddush Levona. And Memele B'machshavta, he's being Oile Lemailo Me'asori, he's being Oile Lemailo to be Mekabel Pnei HaShechina. And that's considered B'machshavta Ki Ke'eina Yitziah Chutz L'Tchum. Memele B'lal Shabbos B'lal Yom Tif, the meaning is not to be Mekadosh to Mavoich on Kiddush Levona, being that it's Kilo Mekabel Pnei HaShechina. We look at it Ke'ilu is being Yotzeh Chutz L'Tchum B'machshavta. And therefore, the minig is not to make to mivoych al achodesh below Shabbos or below Yom Tov. The Rashi in a Chuvin Chedek Dalat Simim Namches is Chelik. He says, "Avada, this is not a real Yitziyah Chutz L'Tchum, and there is no Isser to be mivoych on the Levonach below Shabbos or below Yom Tov. This then is Kiilu Mekabel Pnei HaShechina is not considered a real Yitziyah Chutz L'Tchum, and one could be Mekadosh to Levonach below Shabbos or below Yom Tov." The Sharetzin Tzivkot and Yudbeis brings another reason for this minig, why we have a minig not to be mevoich kiddush levona below Shabbos or below Yom Tov. And the Sharetzin brings being that this mitzvah is done b'simcha and it's rogel lovely day rikudin, like the Ramah brings b'seif ha-simen, that the minig is to have rikudin l'ache kiddush levona dugma de simchas nesuin, where the minig is to be have rikudin l'ache kiddush levona, being that b'shas kiddush levona it's dugma to a simchas nesuin, therefore the minig is to have rikudin. And these rikudin, it may come the day rikudin that are usher to be to dance below on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Mele the minig is not to be mevorich kiddush levana below Shabbos below Yom Tov. Can they not to come the day rikudin or asurim on Shabbos for Yom Tov? The Gemara is mamshich mireimaru ma'azucha b'shas tebrochav kiddush levana deo mekasfi ha'adodi u'mevorchi. Mireimaru ma'azucha, the loshna Gemara is deo mekasfi ha'adodi. And there's a machlikus, so we show him how to teach these words. What does it mean mekasfi ha'adodi? The Yad Ramah is mefarish mekasfi adodi that mireimu ma'azucha zikeinim hayu, and each one couldn't stand on his own, and they wanted to be mekayim the halacha of mekabel pnei hashchina b'shas kiddush levana ba'amida. They wanted to say the bracha of kiddush levana standing up. Therefore, they were mekasfi adodi. They leaned on each other, and this way, each one of them was able to stand up and be mekayim the halacha of hilkach neminu me'umud of saying the bracha of kiddush levana ba'amida. The Be'alach in Simin Tov Chavav is Meichiach Midivei Hayad Ramad, that Mekasfi Adodi means that they leaned on each other, that when it comes to Kiddush Levana, Smichus Ka'amida, when it comes to the Brach of Kiddush Levana, the Hilkach Deminu Me'umah, there's a mile of Smicha, even though normally we say that Smicha is not considered Ka'amida, if a person has to stand for Shmein Esfer, he cannot lean while he's davening, Smicha is not Nechshav Ka'amida, when it comes to Kiddush Levana, Smicha is Nechshav Ka'amida. That's also a derech kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's being mekabel pnei hashchina. That's Nechshav and Amida, because we see that Meimah Ma'azucha when mekayim this halacha, they did this that they were mekasfi adadi. The be'alach is mesayim that it's only b'diyeved lachatchila. A person should stand without leaning, but HaKaponim, if a person can't stand without leaning, there's a mile in Smicha, because we see Meimah Ma'azucha was samech on each other, they were mekasfi adadi u'mevarchi. The Torah in Simin Tov Chavav is Mefarish Mekasfi Ha'adodi U'mevorchi. The Pirish Derech Hashivas L'Hakul Pnei Hashchina Derech Kovet. They went out Derech Hashivas to be Mekabel Pnei Hashchina Derech Kovet. And the Mefarshim are Mefarish. How is the Torah explaining Mekasfi Ha'adodi? They would put their arms around each other's shoulders, but Derech Hashivas to go out together to go be Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. The Mekasfi Ha'adodi is a Hemshech of this Kol HaMavoich Al HaChodesh Bezman is Kilo Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. Memeila, person should go out together, but if in chashivas they should go out in a tzura of derech chashivas to be mekabel pnei hashchina, to go be mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through this that they have been mekadosh to levana. The Ramban Seif Simin Tov Chavav brings the halacha of a mekadshin al levana tachas agag. A person should not say the bracha of kiddush levana tachas agag. A person should go out and not be under a roof b'shas he's being mevorach and kiddush levana. The Bach and the Bir Agra mefarish the mekor for this Ramban comes from this gemara of Meimel Ma'azucha mekasfi adodi u'mevorchi. They would go out together, b'ifin chashivas, to be mekabel pnei hashchina. And we see from this that a person should say it, b'ifin that he's going out to be mekabel pnei hashchina. And therefore, it's ainu derech kovet to say it tachas agag. There should be yitzia that he's going out to go be mekabel pnei hashchina b'shas the kiddush levana. The mekor for the psak of the Ramav, a mekachin tachas agag. The reason for this minig is because kol mevarach al achidish bezmane is kilo mekabel pnei hashchina. And therefore, a person should go out to be mekadosh levana. This way, it will be considered a going out to mekabel pnei hashchina. He shouldn't say it tachas agag. The Gemara is Mamshich Amalei Rev Acher Rev Ashi B'Marova Mevorchi in Eretz Yisrael. The Nusach HaBrocha that they are Mevorich Kiddush Levana on Chidushi Shalavana is Baruch Mechadish Chadoshim. The Nusach they are Mevorich is Baruch Mechadish Chadoshim. And Rev Ashi said back to Rev Acher, this Nusach of Baruch Mechadish Chadoshim is such a simple Nusach. Hai Noshi Didon Nami Mevorchi. Such a Nusach, I feel that the Noshi Didon also can make such a Brocha. Elo the nusach that we say by Shas Chedusha Shalavana, the brach of Kiddush Lavana is like the nusach we have, Kiddush of Yehuda, Dam of Yehuda, Baruch Hashem B'mamore, Baruch Shchokem, Uberuach Piv Kol Tzavam, and he brings the entire nusach that we say the brach of Kiddush Lavana. On this day, Rav Ashi answered back, Rav Acha, Hai Noshe Didon Nami Mevarchi, that such a simple nusach, Afilo Noshe Didon also can make such a bracha of Baruch Mechadish Chadashim. It's mashba from the Gemara that Noshim also make the bracha of Kiddush Lavana. Noshim are also nischayiv in the mitzvah and the amachuyiv to make the bracha b'shas chidusha shel Lavana b'tchilas achodesh to make the bracha of Baruch Mechadish Chadashim. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Chavav brings that Noshim are not mitzvah in the mitzvah of Kiddush Lavana. And the Magen Avraham says that not only that Noshim are not mitzvah, but Noshim also have the minig not to be mevarech Kiddush Lavana. And the Magen Avraham explains because it's a mitzvah saseh shas man grama, being that Kiddush Lavana is only noyig ad tezayim b'chodesh ad shetismali pigi masa shal alavana. It's a mitzvah saseh shas man grama, it has a zman which is kavua when a person can make the bracha of Kiddush Lavana. Therefore, noshim apturis because it's a mitzvah, noshim apturis, a mitzvah saseh shas man grama. And Zok the Magen Avraham, again, we find by other mitzvah saseh shas man grama that noshim apturis from. Afiluhachi noshim are noitlis rishus. Noshim take a lulav and esek. They have rishus and they can mevarich on the mitzvah of lulav and esek. Agam it's a mitzvah saseh shas man grama. Noshim are taking shayfar. There's a rishus that noshim could be taking a shayfar. Agam they're not mitzvah. It's a mitzvah saseh shas man grama. But afiluhachi it's a rishus biyadon to be mekayim the mitzvah and the mevarchis on the asiyas a mitzvah which the oisa rishus. So why don't we say who are did by Kiddush Lavana also that Noshim should have Rishus, they should be able to be Mekadish to Lavana, and Noshim should go be Mekayim this mitzvah as Ein Mitzvah Voisa. Why is it that the minig that Noshim are not Noyagos to be Mevarich on Kiddush Lavana? And Zok the Magen Avraham, the minig why Noshim are not Noyagos to Mevarich on Kiddush Lavana is being that the Pegimas HaLavana came through the Chet of the Achilah from the Eitz Hadas. And the Noshim were Goyim, the Chava was Goyim Adam to be Eichel from the Eitz Hadas, so being that they were Goyim, the Pegimas HaLavana, Memelo, Ein Noyigais HaNoshim to be Mevarich on Kiddush Lavana. Zok the Magen Avraham, Agam, the Gemara is Mashma, that Noshim are Mechuyiv in the midst of Kiddush Lavana, like the Nusach of Rav Ashi, of Hai Noshi, Didon, Nami, Mevarchi, and Mashma, the Noshim made a Bracha on Kiddush Lavana. Zok the Magen Avraham, the Kavana of Rav Ashi, which is the Dichoy Ba'alma, to be Matchim, that it's such a simple Nusach that I feel Noshim could say such a Bracha. Afilu Noshim can be mevarich such a simple bracha, but his kavana wasn't that the Noshim actually made such a bracha because the Noshim are not noyigus to mevarich on Kiddush Lavana. They're pturis from Kiddush Lavana and they're not noyigus to make the bracha, being that they were goyim the pegimas halavana. Therefore, noyigus are Noshim to mevarich the Kiddush Lavana and they're potter because it's a mitzvah saseh shas man grama. The Magen Avraham in Soif Simin Reish Tzadivav gives another reason why is it that Noshim are not noyigis to mevarich on Kiddush Lavana again the oisin shah mitzvahs afilo mitzvahs hasei shahs man gomer the oisin betayris eini mitzvah voisa. There are more paskins in Soif Simin Reish Tzadivav that even that the Mechaber brings a machlikis if Noshim are chayavis ba'avdala v'yesh misha chaylik that Noshim are not chayiv in avdala. And there are more paskins v'lo yavdilu la'atzvan rak yishmo avdala m'no anoshim. And the Magen Avraham brings B'shem HaBach. The Bach says that Noshim could make Avdala themselves. Afilu l'fi the Man Yomer who holds that Noshim are p'turis me Avdala b'mikol mokem it's v'shus p'yodim lases ha-mitzvah b'toris eini mitzvah v'oise. And the Magen Avraham is chilek on the Bach. The Magen Avraham brings that this that we say Noshim are oises mitzvahs that they're not mitzvah and the oise b'toris eini mitzvah v'oise is dafka if there's a maisa ha-mitzvah. Kigoyin t'kiyah shoifer netilas lulav. Mitzvahs that are tluyas b'maisa, Noshim can go do their maisa b'toyus eini mitzvah v'oisa. And once they are doing the maisa mitzvah b'toyus eini mitzvah v'oisa, they could even be mevarech. It's reshus b'yadim levarech on the mitzvah they are doing. They're being mevarech on the mitzvah which they're doing b'toyus eini mitzvah v'oisa. Because if it's a mitzvah atoli b'maisa, it's a reshus b'yadim Noshim la'asoisa. Ma'ashenkin zok to Magen Avraham. If there's a mitzvah that the entire mitzvah is the bracha, then we don't say that misha einem mitzvah v'oisa is reshus b'yodei lases ha-mitzvah. A mitzvah that isn't tali in an asiyah, the entire ma'isa mitzvah is the bracha itself. Then one can it's not a reshus b'yad misha einem mitzvah v'oisa if he wants to go do the mitzvah make the bracha. And zok to Magen Avraham. And when it comes to avdala, the Ramah paskins noshim shouldn't make avdala for themselves. And who then? That's the reason why the Noshim are not noyigos to be mevarich the bracha of Kiddush Lavana b'chol chodesh v'chodesh b'chidusha shel alavana, being that it's a mitzvah saseh shas man gomer Noshim apeturis. We don't say it's a reshus b'yadim lases the mitzvah b'tayus eni mitzvah v'oisa, being that the entire mitzvah is the bracha. The Noshim are noyigos not to be mevarich Kiddush Lavana. On this that the Magen Avraham holds Kiddush Lavana is a mitzvah saseh shas man gomer and Noshim apeturis. It's yedua the kasha of the Chochma Shleima. The Chochma Shleima asks, why is it that we say the mitzvah of Kiddush Lavana is a mitzvah saseh shas man grama? The Turi Evin Megillah on Daf Chof asks, when it comes to Bikurim, the Gemara brings a pasuk, why isn't Noshim and Avadim are potter from the mitzvah of Bikurim? And the Gemara dashes, because in the Amira of Bikurim, the person who brings the Bikurim says the Loshim that Eretz Yisrael Hashem Nastatli, the Eretz that was given to me. And dashes the Gemara, Dafka, one who Eretz Yisrael was Nita and Loi, Dafka, one who was Noitel Chelik Baretz, Lafuke Noshim and Avadim, who were not Noitel Chelik Baretz, they are potter from the mitzvah of Bikurim. Affected to Yevon, why do we need a drasha telling us that Noshim and Avadim are potter from the mitzvah of Bikurim? L'chayri, the mitzvah of Bikurim is a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. The mitzvah of Bikurim is only noig min atzeres ad achag, then a person is mevi v'kayri, and min achag ad chanukah a person is mevi v'ein akayri. Being that min atzeres ad achag is this man simcha, and the pasuk says a loshna v'samachta b'chol atoiv, so a person only brings a mevi v'kayri dafka if he brings min atzeres ad achag. And me'achag ad achanukah, that's this man avor, calls man that it's motzi ba'aretz, calls man it's still motzi, the peiris ba'aretz, then a person can still bring the bikurim. But la'achag achanukah, that the peiris are not mitzuyas ba'aretz, the gemara dashens, a person cannot bring bikurim la'achag achanukah. Al koponim, the mitzvah of bikurim is a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, one can only bring bikurim from atzeres until chanukah. So why is it that the gemara needs a miyah to be memayit noshim va'avodim that they are pturis from the mitzvah of bikurim? L'chayr, it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, and kol mitzvah sasei shazman grama, noshim are pturis. Zokta to Yevon that bikurim is not nechshav a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, even though it's only huva min atzeres ad chanukah, only one's only maybe v'koyrei min atzeres ad achag, and from chag ad chanukah he's maybe v'in akoyrei. Zokta to Yevon mikol makim, that's not considered a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. The mitzvah of bikurim is not totally in his man. There is no zman kavua that one has that he has to bring bikurim. This that one only brings bikurim from min atzeres ad achag is because the zman simcha is only min atzeres ad achag. And there's a tnai in the mitzvah of avos bikurim that one can only bring bikurim bizman simcha. It can only be mevi v'kari bizman simcha. So meila, the mitzvah of bikurim isn't totally in zman. The mitzvah of bikurim is totally in being simcha, and the simcha is totally in zman. It's only zman simcha min atzeres ad achag. And who the minigah the halacha that one can only bring ad achanukah afila maybe vein the kairei? It's not because the zman of bikurim is dafka ad chanukah. It's only because the mitzvah bikurim has a tanai that has to be dafka kozman de peiris ha mitzuyas baretz. So the mitzvah saseh is not totally in his man. The mitzvah bikurim is not totally in his man. It's totally in this that it's mitzuyas peiris ha mitzuyas baretz. And peiris only mitzuyas baretz ad achanukah lach achanukah. The peiris aren't mitzuyas baretz. One cannot bring bikurim. But the mitzvah bikurim itself is not mugbul to his man kavua, therefore it is not nechshav a mitzvah sasei as man grama, and the gemara needs a miyat mirmait why nashim should be pturis from the mitzvah of bikurim, and they are not potter from this that it's a mitzvah sasei as man grama. In fact, by kiddush levana also it's not the pshat that it's telling his man kavua, it's mugbul to his man kavua until tazayim bechaydish. One can be mevarich on the levana bechol zman and bechol yom. Only there's a tonight that he has to see chidush shel levana. And he only sees Chidusha Shal HaLevon up until Tezayim B'Chodesh. So in Kain, this that we say this as man kavua only until Tezayim B'Chodesh does not make it a mitzvah sasei as man grama. Kiddush Tavona isn't totally in his man kavua, it's not totally in his man. It's totally being Roya Chidusha Shal HaLevon, and one can only see Chidusha Shal HaLevon up until Tezayim B'Chodesh. So why is it that the Morgan Avram considers that the mitzvah of Kiddush Tavona is a mitzvah sasei as man grama, Noshim HaPaturis? L'chayri, the mitzvah isn't totally in his man, the mitzvah is totally in being seen Chidush Shalavon, and that's totally in his man, it's only at Tazayim B'chaydish. The Maral Diskin is Miyashiv, the Shita of the Morgan Avram, that the Morgan Avram says Kiddush Tavona is totally, it's a mitzvah sasei as man grama, Noshim HaPaturis, Mikayach, this that it's one can only say it up until Tazayim B'chaydish. So the Maral Diskin, Be'etzim, a person can be mevorich on the Levana, calls man, he sees the Levana, after the Levana was Nischadish, Betchilas Achidish, up until the end of the month. On any day, a person can be mevorich the Bracha of Kiddush Levana, mitzad this, that he has to see the Levana. As long as he sees the Levana, Achish, that it was Nischadish, he sees the Levana still in existence from that Chiddush, a person can really still make the Bracha of Kiddush Levana. Only Chazal will magbul this man of Kiddush Levana up until this man that it's Nismali Pigimasa, a person can only say it Betchilas Achidish. Being that's not be'etzem mitzad the bracha, mitzad the etzem bracha, a person can really say p'seif ha'chaydish also, and the chazal were magbul this man, and they said a person can only say the bracha of kiddush levana betchilas ha'chaydish achat esmali pigimasa, but maybe that's nechshav as man, that it's only in this man chazal were misak in the mitzvah, and therefore it's nechshav a mitzvah saseish as man grama, it's loidomi to bikurim, which really one a person could bring bikurim any day, only there's a tonight has to be bizman simcha, bizman peris ha'metzuyas ba'aretz, but over here there's a zman chazal were misak, and it's only bizman zeh that a person can revert the bracha of kiddush levana. It's not mitzad that the bracha needs to see chidush shel levana, mitzad the etzem bracha, a person can mevarch as long as he sees the levana lachash and his chadash, he still sees it in existence before it disappears again. Therefore, Zakhtar Machtamar al Diskin, the Magen Avram. That's the swar for the Magen Avram, that it's Nechshav Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gromo, and Nashim HaPtuis Mimenu. Once the Pturis, their Neig is not to Mivarech either, because like the Magen Avram says in Simen Tov Chavav, because they were going the Pagam HaLavon, if it's Enim and Aroy, that they should be Mivarech, or because the reason the Magen Avram gives in Simen Reish Tzadi Vav, being that the entire Mitzvah is the Bracha, we don't say Nashim can be Eisa, the Mitzvah, but there is Enim Mitzvah of Eisa. The Gemara is Mamshich to be Mefarish, the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Mesayim after the entire Seder of Bezdin coming to a Psak and Dinah Nefashis. They are Aimdim the Minyan and they give the Psak. If there are 12 Mezakin and 11 Mechayvin, then the Halacha is Bezdin Paskin Zakai, because there are Reiv saying Zakai. But if there are 12 Mechayvin and 11 saying Zakai, we cannot Paskin L'Choyva Pi Dayin Echod, and therefore Bezdin can't give the Psak of Choyva. And the Mishnah says, even in the case if there are 11 Mezakin and 11 Mechayvin and Echod Oimer in the Yedeya, also Bezdin can't give a definite Psak. The Mishnah that brings the Halacha, even if there are 22 Mezakin and the one dying saying in the Yedeya, or 22 Mechayvin and one dying saying in the Yedeya, being that we don't have Dayanim saying Zakai and Dayanim saying Chayiv, that they could be done Elu Keneged Elu, therefore Bezdin can't give a definite Psak. And the Halacha is, you see for a Dayanim, you add two more Dayanim to see if I did these two Dayanim, Bezdin can give a definite Psak. And the Mishnah says, V'kama Moisifin Shnayim Shnayim Ad Shivim Ve'echad, you Moisif two Dayanim at a time until you reach 71 Dayanim. And if after adding two at a time and you reach 71 Dayanim and there's still Shloshim V'shisha Mezakin, you have 36 Dayanim saying Zakai, and Shloshim V'chamisha Mechayvin, you have 35 saying Chayiv, then the Halacha is Zakai. But if you have Shloshim v'shiva mechayvin and Shloshim v'chamisha mezakin, so you have 36 saying chayiv and 35 saying zakai, and you can't paskin l'chayiv al-pi dayan echot, then the Mishnah says the halacha is you can't add any more dayanim. You done in elu keneged elu. They done. They judge the case. They continue discussing the case elu keneged elu. Ad sheyira echot ben amechayvin divrei mezakin, until one of the mechayvin changes his mind and switches his mind and says that the psak is zakai. And the Gemara is Mefarish. What happens? Loi ra'umai. What happens if they continue being done in Elu keneged Elu and you still have 36 saying Chayiv and 35 saying Zakai and Bezdin can't give a definite Psak? The Halach is in such a case of Loi ra'u is Poitri Naisai. Bezdin gives him the Psak of Potter and he's Yotzami Bezdin Potter. The Halach is that the Bezdin tells him he is Potter and he's Yotzami Bezdin Potter and Bezdin doesn't kill him. The Gemara then brings Amalei of Papala Abayi Veliftvei Meikara. Why do we continue adding Dayanim and then come to Don Elu Keneged Elu? And if it's Loi Ro Elu Divrei Elu, the Halacha is his Potter. Why don't we just give him the Psak when there are 12 Mechayvin and 11 Mezakin? We should give him the Psak that he is Potter. And Abayi answered Amalei Hachiyam Yab Yechanan Kadesh Layetzum Mi Bezdim Mirubavin. We don't want that he should leave Bezdin Mirovavin. We don't want the person leaving Bezdin should be leaving Mirovavin. And therefore the Halach is we keep adding Dayanim and they're done in Elu Keneged Elu, trying that Bezdin should come to a definite Psak. On this that the Gemara says that we keep adding Dayanim, that Bezdin should give a Psak, Kadesh Le'etzim, Mi Bezdin Mirovavin. There are two shittas in the Rishonim how to explain this. What is the Chashash? What don't we want? That it should be Yatsu from Bezdin Mirovavin. Rashi in Divya Maschol Kadesh Leitzum Bi Bezdin Mirvavin explains it's Gnai Le Bezdin She Yetzu B'machlekes. It's a Gnai for Bezdin that Bezdin couldn't come to a definite Psak and he's being Yotze from Bezdin B'machlekes Ve'in Yoidin Ligmer Asadin. The Psak why he's being Yotze Potter from Bezdin is not a Psak of Bezdin saying Potter. He's being Yotze from Bezdin that Bezdin couldn't reach a definite Psak and therefore Bezdin can't kill him. Umamele is Yotze from Bezdin Potter. And that's a gnai for Bezdin that somebody should leave Bezdin without a definite psak, without Bezdin being able to come to a definite conclusion. It's a gnai for Bezdin. Therefore, where Yosifu are dayanim and they're done in Elu Keneged Elu to try to come that Bezdin should give a definite psak, that Bezdin should say he's chayiv or he's potter. Memelo, we don't give the psak potter meikara, but lebesoif, if Bezdin can't reach a conclusion, the halacha is that he is potter. Rabbeinu Chananel is mefarish this chash kadesh layetzum mi Bezdin mirovavin, zok Rabbeinu Chananel kilaymar. People shouldn't say that a mechuyev in Bezdin was Yotze Zakai, the one who was really chayev Misa was Yotze from Bezdin Zakai. Being that there's a chshash, the Rav Dayanim said he is chayev, and there's only 35 Dayanim saying he's potter, or in the case of 12 and 11, there are 12 Dayanim saying chayev and 11 Dayanim saying Zakai, so really he is a mechuyev who's being Yotze from Bezdin Zakai, because Bezdin doesn't kill a person api Dayan Echod, api a Rav of Dayan Echod. But Mikamokim, people will say that he was Yotze, or Mechuyev was Yotze from Bezdin Zakai, being that we don't want people to say a Mechuyev was Yotze from Bezdin Zakai. Memela, we are Yosifu Adayanim until 71, and then they're done in Elu Keneged Elu to try to reach a definite conclusion that he shouldn't be a Mechuyev Yotze Zakai. And the feed this chiddush of Rabbeinu Chananel in explaining the Gemara of this that bez, the Gemara says kedesh kedesh layetsu mi bezdim merubavin means that people shouldn't say mechuyev is yotze zakai. Yesh liyashiv akasha that the Meiri asks on the Rambam in Perek Tes Milchus Sanhedrin. When the Rambam paskins the halach of our Mishnah with the pirush of the Gemara, the Rambam paskins if there are shishim ushloishim saying chayiv, and there are chamisha ushloishim, you have 36 saying chayiv and 35 saying zakai, zok the Rambam, the halach of our Mishnah, donen elu, kineged elu, achayira, echad miyam divay chaveroi. Zok the Rambam, they are donen elu, kineged elu, until somebody is chayiv, and one of them is zakin says chayiv, or one of them is chayiv and says zakai. If the loy ro elu kenegad elu and bezdin can't reach a definite conclusion, that's the aloch of our gemara, that peitinoise, and he goes out of bezdin potter. The Rambam then continues, if there are 35 dayonim saying chayif and 35 dayonim saying zakai, and there's echod oimer eini yedeya. Zog the Rambam, in such a case, peitinoise, the aloch is that he is potter. The Meiri in our sugi asks on the Rambam, why is it that when there are 36 mechayvin and 35 saying zakai, the Rambam says you don an elu kineged elu, maybe one of them will be chayzer, and if it's loyro elu divrei elu, then the besayif is patronisai. Yet when it comes to 35 saying zakai and 35 saying chayiv ve'echod oimer ein yedeya, the Rambam leaves out this halacha of don an elu kineged elu. And the Rambam only says, say that he is potter. The Rambam leaves out this, that it's done elu kineged elu, that they try to convince one of the dayanim to be chayzer from his psak, one of the zakai to say chayiv, or one of the chayiv to say zakai. From the Meiri paskins by 35 saying zakai and 35 saying chayiv, echad emin yedeya, it's done elu kineged elu, maybe one of them will be chayzer. And zok the Meiri, it's tzarechi, and this that we find in the Rambam, leaves out this halach of done an elu kineged elu, when there are 35 mezakin and 35 mechayvin, and echad emin yedeya. And the Chayre Alpidus Rabbeinu Chananel Yesh Lefarish the Psak of the Rambam. Rabbeinu Chananel says the Chshash in the Gemara why it's Yisifu Adayonim and it's done in Elu Kineged Elu is today that people shouldn't say that a Mechuyiv is Yotze Zakai from Bezdin. It's only a Chshash that people will say a Mechuyiv is Yotze Zakai from Bezdin b'mokim that there are 36 Mechayvin and 35 saying Zakai. Being that there's a rave of Mechayvin and there's a miyat of Mezakin and Afilu Hachi is being Yotze from Bezdin Potter because Bezdin doesn't kill up here a rave of Echot. But Mikol Makim, there's a rave saying he's a Mechuyev. Memela people will say a Mechuyev was Yotze Zakai from Bezdin. But the Rambam holds if there are 35 Mezakin and 35 Mechayvin, so it's Shoved, 35 Kineged 35, Echot Emeini Yedeya. But if in Zed that they are equal, we don't have a rave of Mechayvin, there is no Chshash, people will say a Mechuyev is Yotze Zakai from Bezdin, being that there is no rave saying Chayev. Mela, but if in Zed that it's 35 mezakin and 35 mechayvin, the Rambam says we do not have the halacha of don and elu kineged elu. Mela, the Rambam leaves out this halacha and he just passes that peitinoi say he is yotze from bezdin pater. On daf mem beis amid beis, we begin the perek of nigmar adin, and the Mishnah begins nigmar adin. If bezdin gives the psak and bezdin paskins, he's mechuyev misa. Maitziyanoi say lesoikli, bezdin sends him out of bezdin in order to give him the skila that he's mechuyev. And the Mishnah explains because Beis HaSkila Yechutz LeBezdin, the place where Bezdin gave people Skila was outside of Bezdin, as the Mishnah dashes from the Pasuk Shenemar, Chaytzias HaMekalel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe by the Mekalel, he should send the Mekalel out to give him the Skila. We see from there that the Beis HaSkila is Chutz LeBezdin, Memeila Bezdin was Metzian Esayin in order to give him the Skila. The Mishnah only brings this halacha of Beis HaSkila Yechutz LeBezdin when it comes to Chayvei Skila. In the prokim following this parak, when it discusses other chayvei misas of Bezdin, the chayvei sreifa, the chayvei herig, and the chayvei chenek, the Mishnah doesn't bring this halacha of a beis ha-sreifa that was chutz le-Bezdin, or a beis ha-herig that was chutz le-Bezdin. And the Ran in Chidushi Ran brings two shittas, whether or not the halacha of our Mishnah is dafka by chayvei skilo, or the same thing that it says by chayvei skilo, who adin is true by chayvei sreifa, chayvei herig, and chayvei chenek. Some Rishonim hold that just like the Mishnah says, there was a Beis HaSkila which was Chutz LeBezdin, that they were Metzina Soy Lusoykli to the Beis HaSkila, who then also there was a Beis HaSreifa, there was a Makam Yuchid where Bezdin gave the Oynish of Sreifa, and who then there was a Makam Yuchid where Bezdin gave the Oynish of Herig, and who then there was a Makam Yuchid where Bezdin gave the Oynish of Chenek. And the Ran brings B'Shem other Rishonim that the Halach of our Mishnah is Dafka by Chayvi Skilas. It's Dafka by Mishnah Mechuyev Skilo. There was a Chiyav L'Sakla that Bezdin sent him out to the Beis HaSkilo. There was a Beis HaSkilo Yechutz LeBezdin, being that the Pasuk was Dafka by Chayvei Skilo. Memela Dafka, there was a Beis HaSkilo which was Chutz LeBezdin, but the Bezdin was Meitzei Sal L'Sakla. Dr. Ran, even though these Rishonim hold that the Halacha of our Mishnah of Beis HaSkilo Yechutz LeBezdin was Dafka by Chayvei Skilo, not by the other Chayvei Mises Bezdin, even these Rishonim are also masking that there was a Halacha of Meitzei Nosei Mi Bezdin. Even by the Chayvei Sreifa, Herig, and Chenik, also Bezdin sent them out of Bezdin. Just like there's a din that we don't want Bezdin to look like a Bezdin, Reitzchen, as the Gemara explains, or other time that the Gemara says why it was Meitzi and Eisai Mi Bezdin, who had din by the other Chayvei Misa's Bezdin, also Bezdin sent the one who's Mechuyev Misa out of Bezdin. But the Machlokes is whether or not there was a Mokim Miyuchad, there was a Beis HaSkil that was Chutz LeBezdin, was there also a Beis HaSreifa, Beis HaChenek, or Beis HaHereg, or it's Dafka by Skilo, being that the Pasuk is discussing Skilo, therefore there's a Beis HaSkilo Miyuchad from Skilo, and Benegea Sreifa, Hereg, and Chenek, wherever, anywhere out of Bezdin is Roy, that Bezdin can give the Sreifa, the Hereg, and the Chenek. It doesn't have to be Dafka and a Mokim Miyuchad of a Beis HaSreifa, and a Beis HaHereg, and a Beis HaChenek. The Gemara is mefarish. This that the Mishnah says that Beis HaSkilo was chutz lebezdin. In fact, the Gemara Beis HaSkilo was chutz lebezdin. The Sulei wasn't any farther than just being chutz lebezdin. It was right outside of Bezdin. In fact, the Gemara in Braisa tells us the Beis HaSkilo was chutz leshalosh machnes. Not only was chutz lebezdin, it was outside of three machnes. And the Gemara answers in Kiddukah Amit, the Beis HaSkilo was outside of three machnes. It was chutz leshalosh machnes. This that the Mishnah says it was chutz lebezdin, vadik tani, such a loshen of that it was just chutz lebezdin, afkamina, that if Bezdin was Yosef chutz leshalish machnes, if Bezdin was Yosef and done the din outside of chutz leshalish machnes, and in Cain there is no halacha now mitzad, the halacha of chutz leshalish machnes, that Bezdin should have to moitzi the chayiv skila out of Bezdin, afiluachi, avdinem beis askila chutz lebezdin. Still, Bezdin has to make the beis askila outside of Bezdin, and the Gemara explains, ki eichid le mischezu Bezdin reitzchen. So it shouldn't look like that a Bezdin is a Bezdin Reitzchen. We don't want it to look like Bezdin is a Bezdin Reitzchen. Therefore, we made that people, we shouldn't kill people in Bezdin. Bezdin was Moitzi the Chayev Misa outside of Bezdin. The Bezdin killed him outside of Bezdin. And the Gemara gives a second reason why they have to kill him Dafke outside of Bezdin. Nami ki eichi ditihavi le'atzalo. This way he'll come to the Atzalo. It will take some time until Bezdin kills him. And there's a chance that somebody can melamed all of Schus and come back to Bezdin. Be melamed Schus, and maybe then he'll be Yotzim be Bezdin Zakai. So kidei that Shav Atzalo, the halacha was that Bezdin is Moitzi the Chayev Misa outside of Bezdin, and they killed him Dafka outside of Bezdin. It's mevuah from the Gemara that there are two halachas. There's a halacha that we have to kill the Chayev Misa chutz l'shalish machnes. You have to Moitzi him outside of three machnes, which the Gemara later explained. Menani Mili. This is learned out from Paramanis Rafim. Just like Paramanis Rafim, the Sreifa was done chutz l'shalish machnes. Who had then also, when it comes to this halacha of Hoitzias HaMekal, you have to Moitzi the Chayev Misa outside of Bezdin, it's you have to Moitzi him chutz l'shalish machnes. And the Gemara is mevuah that afilo fees, one is already outside of Shalish machnes, there's another halacha that we have to Moitzi the Chayev Misa and kill him outside of Bezdin. You can't kill him outside in Bezdin. As the Gemara explains two reasons, that it shouldn't look like a Bezdin Reitzchen or Kiechi Ditihavi Le'atzalo. And this that the Gemara is mefarish two reasons why we are Moitzi the Chayev Misa outside of Bezdin. The Mishnah had brought a pasuk. The Mishnah brought a pasuk of Hoitzias HaMekal, which the Mishnah darshim from there that you have to be Moitzi the Chayev Misa outside of Bezdin in order to kill him. So why is it that the Gemara is bringing two reasons why we're Moitzi the Chayev Misa outside of Bezdin, that it shouldn't be Lischazi ke Bezdin Reitzchen, or the second reason Kehechi Ditihavi Le'atzala L'chayvitz Egzeres HaKosav of Hoitzias HaMekal? And Rashi really answers this question. Rashi is mefarish that mitzad the pasuk that we dash in Hoitzias HaMekal, we have to be Moitzi the Chayev Misa outside of Bezdin, we can kill him right outside of Bezdin. There wouldn't be any halacha that has to be rochuk from Bezdin, there has to be a distance between the place where we kill the Chayev Misa and Bezdin. It's only mitzad the svaris that the Gemara is mechadish, and not only does halacha have to be Moitzi him outside of Bezdin, but he shouldn't be right outside of Bezdin, he shouldn't be on the Pesach of Bezdin. The mitzad the svaris that the Gemara says, we have to be marchik the Chayev Misa and kill him far from Bezdin. And the reason why we kill him far from Bezdin is keichid le'lischasi Bezdin Reitzchen, that Bezdin shouldn't look like a Bezdin Reitzchen, or because of the reason keichid itahavi le'atzala. Hakoponim, according to Rashi, it's mevuah that there's another halacha, there's halacha of chutz l'shalish machnes, that we have to be moitzi the Chayev Misa outside the three machnes. Then there's halacha from the pasuk of Hoitzias HaMekal, we have to be moitzi the Chayev Misa outside of Bezdin, we don't kill him in Bezdin. And then mitzad this forest, which the Gemara says, there's halacha also to make him rachuk mi Bezdin, only kill him far from Bezdin, keichi de lischesu Bezdin reitzchen, or mitzad the second svar of the Gemara, keichi de tihavi le'atzala. The Rambam in Perek Yibbeis Milchus HaNejin HaLocha Gimel is mevuah that he understood Asugya not like Rashi. The Rambam paskins that after Bezdin is Gomer the Din and one is Chayev Misa, Mokim Shehargim by Bezdin, Yechutz LeBezdin, V'rochuk Mi Bezdin. So the Rambam, the Mokim that Bezdin killed him should be outside of Bezdin, it should be Rochuk from Bezdin. And the Rambam learns both of these halachas out from the Pasuk, Shehenema Hoitzias HaMekal Al Michutz LaMachne. Rambam learns bein the halacha of chutz lebezdin, bein the halacha of rochuk mibezdin. Not like Rashi understood that rochuk mibezdin is from the svara and chutz lebezdin is learned out from the pasuk. The Rambam learns both of these halachas out from the pasuk of hoytias hamakalo michutz lamachane. And the Rambam is misayim v'yirali that how far does one have to be from bezdin? How far is the base askilos? Like the Rambam sheyir rochuk kmoi shisha milin. It should be 6 milin outside of bezdin. The distance between the base askila and bezdin should be 6 mil. So Dr. Rambam, where does he know this from? K'may Shahaya Beis Dinay Shah Moshe Rabbeinu. Shahaya Lefnei Oyel Moyed, Moshe Rabbeinu's Bezdin was Lefnei Oyel Moyed, and from there until Seif Machne Yisrael is Shisha Milin. So Dr. Rambam, there should be 6 mil between Bezdin and the Beis Haskila, just like by Moshe Rabbeinu, there was 6 mil between Moshe Rabbeinu's Bezdin and outside of Machne Yisrael, the Chutz L'Shalish Machneis. Who Adin, every time Bezdin Paskin Zechia Misa, there should be Shisha Mil between Bezdin and the Mokim Haskila. And the Rambam never brings the halacha of our Gemara of Chutz L'Shalish Machnis. The Rambam never brings the halacha that the Gemara darshins from Paraman Nisrofim that a Chiv Skila is only killed Chutz L'Shalish Machnis, just like Paraman Nisrofim on Nisraf Chutz L'Shalish Machnis. Why is the Rambam mashmit this halacha? Why does the Rambam never bring this din that one is whose Mechayiv Misa is only killed Chutz L'Shalish Machnis? According to the Rambam, there's a pasuk and there's a svara. The Gemara brings two svaras and also brings the pasuk. And the Rambam is mashma that everything is learned out from the pasuk. From Yitzias and Mekal, we learn out that it should be chutz lebezdin and rochuk mibezdin. And kenira the shita of the Rambam is the Rambam understood our Gemara when the Gemara is darshning chutz l'shalish machnis. The Gemara doesn't mean the one has to kill a chayiv misa dafka chutz l'shalish machnis. When the Gemara is darshning chutz l'shalish machnis, the Gemara is darshning how far one has to be from bezdin. The shear ha'chokah from Bezdin and the Beis Haskila should be the shear of Shalish Machnes. Zok the Rambam, k'moy by Moshe Rabbeinu's Bezdin, chutz l'shalish machnes was shisha mil. Hu adin, every time Bezdin kills a chayiv misa, it should be shisha mil, there should be ha'chokah between the Beis Haskila and the makom where the person is killed and Bezdin. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu do a 6 mil, every time Bezdin kills there should be a 6 mil space. And the reason for the achok of the Gemara is mefarish is kikechid loy leschazi bezdin reitzchen or kikechid itihavi le'atzala. And according to the Rambam, these svaros the Gemara are saying are time of dekra. The Gemara is saying a reason why is it that there's a shear of the achok? Why is it that the shear achok is 6 mil similar to Moshe Rabbeinu? Why the Torah give us such a halacha that there should be 6 mil between the makom that one is killed and bezdin itself? There should be a achok between the Beis Haskila and bezdin. Zok the Gemara is kikechid leschazi bezdin reitzchen or kikechid itihavi le'atzala. But according to the Rambam, there's one limud. The limud is that it should be rochuk from Bezdin. What is the distance of rochuk from Bezdin? That's the shear of Shalish Machnes. It's not a halacha being moitzi chutz l'shalish machnes. Only it's a halacha of the shear of how far one should be for Bezdin. And according to the Rambam, there's an afkamina between Rambam and Rashi. According to the Rambam, if the makam of Shalish Machnes was bigger than 6 mil, if you're Rambam, we can kill him afilu toich Shalish Machnes. There's no halacha of chutz l'shalish machnes. The entire halacha of chutz l'shalish machnes is the shear of how far the achokah should be outside of Bezdin. Mashekin, according to Shitas Rashi, if the makam of Shalish Machnes is Yosef from Shisha Milum, we still have to moitzi the one who's chayev misa chutz l'shalish machnes. And there's another nafkamina between Rashi and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, we know the shear of the achokah of how far it has to be from Bezdin. Even if Bezdin itself is Yoshev Chutz L'Shalish Machanish, there still has to be 6 mil between Bezdin and the Beis Haskila. Mashekin, according to Rashi, there is no shear for the achokah. The Gemara leaves it unclear, and we don't know what the shear achokah should be. It's Kefi Ra'is Eini Adayin, it should be a distance from Bezdin, that it shouldn't be Lischazi Bezdin Reitzchen. But the Gemara doesn't give a clear amount of how far should the distance be between the Beis Haskila and Bezdin. According to the Rambam, it's Shisha Mil, and according to Rashi, it's just that it's not going to look like a Bezdin Reitzchen. Bezdin decides the distance that it would be Kechid, it shouldn't be Lischazik a Bezdin Reitzchen.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.